Hour number two on the program. And the Ravens, of course, lost a lot of players last week, especially on the defensive side of the ball, but they made a couple of acquisitions, both along the defensive line. We talked to Chris Canty last week, and then on Friday and earlier this week, the Ravens made it official. They signed Marcus Spears, NFL veteran, former first-round pick, and now Marcus joins us here on Sportsline. Marcus, thank you, and welcome to Baltimore.
No problem, Brett. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us why the Ravens.
Oh, the history, man. The way the organization is ran, a lot of it had to do with Ozzie Newsome. A lot of respect for him, being a former player, and obviously he knows how to get the job done.
So you're coming onto a team that is coming off of a Super Bowl victory, but a lot of the players that won that Super Bowl, especially defensively, aren't there anymore. Is this a situation where during training camp and off-season workouts, you kind of bide your time to become a leader or step up in that way, or do you think you can jump right in because there's so many new guys?
Man, I want to come in and fit in, man. Obviously, this is the guys that's been there as defense, Webb and T-Suggs and Nada. So I'm just trying to come fit in, man, and find my role so I can help them guys win. And, you know, the time they've been in the league and the time that I've been in the league, winning is the only thing that matters.
And you're at that point right now. You're 30 years old, not old by real-world standards, but NFL standards. Since you've been in the league since 2005, you know at some point there's going to be an end date with your career. Is now the time, you feel, to put the pedal to the metal and try and win one of these things?
Absolutely. I think you have to kind of reshift and focus every year on seeing what you need to do to become a better player and trying to put yourself in a position to win enough ball games to win the big show. And obviously they did that last year, and hopefully I can come in and help them do it again. And, you know, just having the opportunity to play with contenders, man. These guys have been playing great football for a while, and I'm ecstatic about the opportunity that I have.
Marcus Spears with us here on Sportsline on WBAL. Now, Chris Canty came from the Giants, but he played with you in Big D. Were you guys close? You guys playing the same unit together along the same defensive line?
Oh, yeah, man. Me and Chris came in together, real good friends. We've kept in touch over the years when he left for New York. And obviously I feel good about coming in with him because he's a hell of a football player. And I think we can, you know, learn from each other as well as the guys that's there and kind of learn their winning ways. And Chris has a Super Bowl ring also, so I told him I need to get one.
Well, we always see a lot of coverage on ESPN, NFL Network of the Cowboys. What's it like to play in Big D?
Man, it's a great organization, a long track history of winning football games, and, you know, obviously probably televised more than any other franchise. So it's been a great experience for me here 8 years, man. But I felt that it was time for a change, and obviously they did too when they released me. And I'm just excited about the opportunity. But my 8 years here were great, man. Made a lot of friends that's going to carry on outside of the game of football when we all done. So, you know, you cherish those relationships, and at the end of the day, that's what you want to take away from it, as well as winning one.
When you look at your career numbers, Marcus, what jumps out to me, above all things, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 16 games, 2010, just 8 games, 2011, back to 16, and then 15 last year. You play in almost every single game that you've been a part of since you entered the league in 05.
Yes, man. I've been fortunate enough to be able to participate in games and be a part of a team, and also just have the opportunity to play, man. The Lord has blessed me enough that I don't miss a lot of games. That's not been my track record, so hopefully I can carry that on. And, you know, every year we're trying to avoid injuries so we can be out there playing, trying to get our jobs done, and I've been fortunate enough to play in a bunch of them.
Tell us about your style of play, Marcus.
Man, gritty. I like defending the run. I like being in the trenches. You know, I like things up close and personal. I don't think there's anything better than a battle between an O-line and a D-line. And I'm fortunate enough that these guys battle in this division that I'm coming to. So hopefully we can get the scars rolling.
I love that. You'll fit right in here. And you participated in the NFC East in some great rivalries that have a long history. Dallas, Washington, Dallas, Philadelphia, Dallas, Giants, right on down the line. But now you'll be a part of what we think around here is the most special rivalry in professional football, and that would be the Ravens and Steelers. From an outsider's perspective, what do you see when you hear about that game?
That game is a dogfight every year. I don't care how well or how bad those two teams are doing. When that game is played, you can tell that it's a little extra juice. It's some thickness in the air, and it's fun. I mean, it gets you going. And as a player, you get goosebumps watching that game, even though you're not a part of it, as I'm sure other guys from other teams, you know, feel that way too. So I'm just fortunate enough to become a part of another great rivalry. And, you know, my Twitter picture is a picture of me sacking Ben Roethlisberger, and everybody, the whole city of Baltimore was talking about you need to do that in a Ravens uniform. So hopefully we can get that going.
Marcus, what's your Twitter handle for people who don't yet know?
Oh, it's at mspear96 with no S, at mspear96.
I'm going to track you down right now on Twitter. That's very cool. I can't wait to ask you, after you play the Steelers for the first time, where does that rivalry rank to be a part of that compared to all the other ones you played in the NFL? And let's take you back to college really quick. You're an SEC guy. You grew up in Baton Rouge. And then you play for your hometown LSU Tigers. What was that like?
Man, that was awesome. College football is amazing because, you know, you know who you're playing every year. And Ozzie gave me a little flack about him being from Alabama and talking about the rivalry and asking if LSU was going to ever beat Alabama again. So we got it going a little bit when we talked on the phone. But it's always fun to watch the SEC play, man.
And what was it like being a hometown kid who played for LSU?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome, man. The city of Baton Rouge has always embraced me, even in my high school days. And, you know, when I went to college and carried on and, you know, was fortunate enough to be able to win a national championship there. So it's been great. You know, when I go home, everybody still talks about the championship and everybody still talks about the LSU Tigers. And you wouldn't know that it was another college in Louisiana if you listen to people talk about LSU as much as they do.
Yeah, it is Tiger country, to say the least, I am sure. And you were a star there, 20th overall pick for the Cowboys back in 05, and now you're a Baltimore Raven, and we're happy about that. Marcus Spears, when are you coming to town, Marcus?
I'll be in April 14th to kick off the off-season workout so I can get around the guys and we can, you know, work hard and clown a little bit and get to know each other before the real thing starts.
Well, that's just around the corner. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us. Really cool.
Great. Thanks, man. Look forward to it.
All right. Look forward to meeting you. Marcus Spears, the newest Ravens defensive lineman. Very cool in that interview. His Twitter handle, I just got it, is him sacking Ben Roethlisberger.